the end of Parshas Emor, there's a parsha, Muster, a very, very strange parsha. Vayitzi ben ish Yisraelis, v'hu ben ish Mitzri, v'sef ne Yisrael. Somebody whose mother was Yisraelis and father was a Mitzri went out, vayinotzi b'machne, and vayikor ben ha'isha Yisraelis es Hashem, v'yikalu, and vayibiyos em Moshe. So you have this person who was Mekal Hashem Hashem, not clear what caused whatever. The only thing the Torah tells is Ben Ish Yisraelis, and that was the Mekal Hashem, and the shadow was what to do with the Mekal. The parish over here is not clear what exact was that there. So Rashi says, the Chazal say, Rashi brings both of them. Rebrech Yoimer, we parish Shalomai Liyotza. Liglik Vama Bema Shabbos Yachena Derech HaMelech Lecha Paschama Bchol Yoyim Shem Pasana Satish Yom Bitmiya. That's very strange mitzis. I mean, it seems to be a very unimportant halacha to be nichshal in Yikas Hashem. I mean, he saw Paslechem and he said, you know, it's kind of old bread and that's not common to bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he was Mekal Hashem Hashem. I mean, it seems so einam imin ataina. So Bal Korchov, the pshat is that the teichin of the mitzvah of lechem aponim was the nekuda that made it, that was machshel him. And we have to go even on what the nekuda is mitzad, the fact that lechem aponim stayed all week. What was the nekuda over here that this is the nekuda's michshol of his? Also, the other time that they give, because I'll give a second time, that he was caught up, he didn't have a makom. Since he was a Ben Ish Mitzri, so Lamaisa, he didn't have a place in any Shevet particularly, and he wandered from Shevet to Shevet, and the Meila, he lost out his Nachla, and he was Mekal Hashem Hashem. So that's at least more understandable in terms of a person's Kerech Sanefesh. A person felt he didn't have a makom, was very bitter, and as a result of that, he was Mekal Hashem Hashem. But I think that there's both of them are Vayetzi Ben Ish Yisraelis. Lemaisa, even according to the Pshat, that we're talking about Lechem Aponim, the Pasuk still is Madgish that it was a Ben Ish Yisraelis and Ben Ish Mitzri. There was Vayinotsu. The Pasuk is Madgish that there was a problem with the fact that he was a Ish Mitzri, a Ben Ish Mitzri. So even if you learn that the Pshat is Aslechem Aponim, and it's still the Nakuda that he was a Ben Ish Mitzri, Mitzri Abal Yisraelis, is the Nakuda over here that caused it. And Bal Korchach, there are two parts of the same Inyan in different Fanim. And that's a Nakuda I'd like to understand. Also, besides that, there's also a problem that it was a big nes. The Lechem Aponim was warm, Lemaisa. And, everyone is aimed on it. So, Adab, if anything, it should be a chizik temuna, not a steer temuna. In the parsha of, the pasuk has a strange range of parshas. First you have the parsha me'adim, all of them, that this is the parsha me'adim. Then you have a parsha of Lechem Aponim, Menorah and Lechem Aponim. Both of them. And then it goes on with the Mekal. The Lechem Aponim and the Menorah, both of them were a p'china of Tamid. But there was a lot of Hebdalim, and both of them had a certain element of a nes. In the Shem and Zayas, it says it was a nes, that it lasted, he would start with the Ne'am Maravi and finish with the Ne'am Maravi. And it says it was Eidus Hi Leboy Oilam, that Shechina Shoyer B'Yisrael. Masha'in came in by Lechem Aponim, it also says Lechem Aponim was a nace, it was an ongoing nace that the Lechem was always fresh. It says when the Oyla Regolim used to come, they would pick up the Shulchan and they would show it to Kolal Yisrael and say, Ruchi Batschem Lefnei Amokim, Take a look how chaviv you are in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there are a lot of hevdelim. Both of them seem to be ongoing nisim to prove a point about Ashuras HaShchina. But there are a lot of hevdelim in the Lashonis. First of all, the Menorah is called an Eidus. It's called the Eidus because Eidus is called by Eilam. The Lechem Aponim, it says Ru'u. They would tell him, take a look. Riyas is stronger than Eidus. Which is, it's even strange because Baruch Hu is hard to see anything. I mean, it's not that easy to, by seeing, to tell the difference between older bread and fresh bread. But B'chol Eifin, here the Lashon is Eidus and here the Lashon is Re'iya. That's one afkimina to Lechem Aponim Neira. A second afkimina is that Lechem Aponim, the Neira was L'chol Boye Oilam. And the Lechem Aponim was Dafke to Klai Yisrael. It was Dafke Klai Yisrael by Ali L'Regel. And this was, Menorah was for L'chol Boye Oilam. Out of the windows were shaped in a way where it would always shine out. Third of all, the what exactly it shows, there's also a nafkemina. Eidus he, that there's Shechina Shoyer B'Yisrael, and here Re'u Chibaschem Lefnei Amokim. There's a difference, this is Shechina Shoyer, and this is Chibaschem. And you have to understand what the both of them are giluyim of some sort of Ashkoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael. One is called Shechina, one is called Chibaschem Lefnei Amokim. And I'd like to understand those nafkiminas. The other nafkiminas also, this is the neiros are called the Fnei Hashem Tomid. That's what it does. Lechem Aponim, it says Yachad Fnei Hashem Tomid. V'hoyse la'aron levonev v'chalu v'mochim kodesh k'kodesh v'shmulei mishe Hashem chokoylo. There's a big difference in the Seif Pasuk. The Seif Pasuk of Menorah is Lefnei Hashem and Tomid, that's it. And by us, by the Lechem Aponim, it says Pnei Hashem Tomid, make Eiz Bnei Yisrael Bris Oilom. So both of them have a Lefnei Hashem Tomid, but Lechem Aponim adds on a whole other inyan to that Lefnei Hashem Tomid. So you have two simonim over here, two inyanim that are very similar, and yet there are a lot of nuances of difference in how they both portray the ongoing Keshar Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. It's interesting also to note that showing of the Lechem, the Menorah was a constant reminder that Shechina Shoyer B'Yisrael. The Menorah was there Tamid, the windows were open Tamid, they were in a way where it shone out, and B'Mela there was the Inyan, the element of constant Lifnei Hashem. In Lechem Aponim, it was only by Shalosh Regalim, which is the times that Klal Yisrael comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, was at fairly infrequent intervals. Here was Tamid, and here the Shon Klal Yisrael was not Tamid. And another interesting knach is that picking up the Shulchan to Klal Yisrael created a problem in Halacha. Halacha turned the Shulchan into Kli Metalpo, and the Mela, it could be Mekabel Tuma. There was a risk involved. The Menorah was not mistalpu, there was no kavos tuma on the normal circumstances. In the Lechem Aponim, the shulchan was lifted up, and the mela it carried itself the problems of becoming a kli that could be mekabel tuma. They're interesting. I mean, they basically endangered it, and they had to find a way to be tovel it afterwards if it became tamei. They basically endangered a kli to show the chibas of Yisrael. One more in the medrash in Bamidbar, it says the medrash has a stira between the pasuk Voya Misper Nei Yisrael Shal Yimid L'Yisafer. So the Gemara, the Medrash asks, it's a steer in the pasuk. It says Voya Misper Nei Yisrael, Klai Yisrael is counted, there will be the numbers in Klai Yisrael, and then it says Shal Yimid L'Yisafer, the Klai Yisrael cannot be counted. They're infinite. So the Medrash says Omar Reb Simon B'Shem Reb Shur B'Levi. It's a lot of Tirutz in Chazal. But Mishu Oimer V'Oye Mitzvah Neisor Choyze V'Oye Mashal Yimed L'Yisafer. How can you say both together? Imeila Mispa Heich Yesh La Mispa. If you can't count them, how do they have a number? So on that, he answers, K'Shem Shu Oimer, it says, Vayetzi ben Isha Yisraelis, our parsha. It also says Vayilochit Ochan ben Karmi, V'shem Ish Yisrael Amukah Zimri ben Solu. Le'elu Yesh Mispah Av L'tzadikim Mashloim Le'Safer. These people have a mispah, but the tzadikim don't have any mispah whatsoever. So the general teretz of the Medrash is Zim Sin Tzadikim Rishoyim. But it picks the strangest, if we are to ask us, pick out the Rishoyim in Klai Yisrael. So Korach, Das Naviram, you know, to dig out three very anonymous. Vayetzi Ben Yisrael Yisraelis is one they found. They found the Shem Yisrael Amukah, and Vayelochet Ochem Ben Karmi. I mean, where, why did dig up these three dafkin? And the first one is our example. Kishem Shem Vayetzi Ben Yisrael Yisraelis, and that it says that they have a misper. It's interesting. What's the picking out all these people? There are plenty of Shem. Korach stands out. Korach Adosai. If you really want to look for Shem, Dosai Avirim are the constant ones. It's not picking out the Ish Yisraeli over here. He was the Mekreshis also. It doesn't say anything about the Mekreshis over here. What does he want over here, the Ish the misper? Okay, let's go back to Lechem HaPanim, and let's try a little bit to understand the inyan of the Lechem HaPanim. The tzura, basically what we're trying to be aimed on is the tzura snafkimina between the Lechem HaPanim and the Menorah. There's a sugya in Psachim, in Yonim of Isaveheta, called Yesh Vachetzim Bepas, which means like this, that if a person bakes bread, so if any component of the bread itself is aser, it's aser. There's a shayla called zeves zegayim in halacha, but it's taruvis. You have the flour that's aser and water that's mutter or whatever different ingredients belongs in taruvis the kinyanim. What if you bake it with something that is aser b'handa? So and you're not allowed to. But once you baked it, what din does the lechem have? So the sugya is called yesh v'cheitzim bepas. Do I look at the heat that the eitzim gave off as being part of the bread or not? It baked, and it was also to bake it. But you'll get malchus to bake it. But once I finish baking it, do I look at the process as being locked into the bread or not? That's the which means that there are sometimes something affects something and it caused it to be something, but it does not remain in the thing that affected, like a catalyst. It's true that at a critical moment I caused it to bake, but today it's not part of it. Let's go a step further. The warmth of the bread when you take it out from the oven, so the flour stays the same, the water stays the same, whatever things were baked into bread, the ingredient stays the same. If you take it out of the oven, it's warm, the heat dissipates and it's gone. And that's why it stops being fresh. It's no longer hot and so on. So that means that there is a process that a person puts into something, and the thing itself can either retain it or it can lose it. Retaining it would be if you hold the Yeshvachetz in the past. Losing it is if you hold the Yeshvachetz in the past. Or like the heat, like the freshness, like the warmth that dissipates. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Giluyim come in two Eifanim. The ongoing Giluyim in the Bria. There is, like we spoke a little bit last time, Mechadesh B'tuvah Chayim Tamid, there are chidushim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings in, nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings into the world constantly. Anything that has in itself a yesh ma'ayindika tam to it is ongoing nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the ongoing chidushim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there are chidushim in the Bria, and that is one type of mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giluyim. There's another type where wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala, it remains in the place there is a Zgala. Lamashal, let's just take a very a dogma. The Ramban that we say over Shabbos sometimes, Ramban, that says that the Beis HaMikdash was focused around the Luchis in the Aron because it was Ke'ilu, a perpetual Matan Torah. So the Nesinas Luchis, we were able to, so to speak, box in the Nesinas Luchis. We were able to preserve the Nesinas Luchis and retain it. Like something that, you know, in Shabbos you have a category, there's Moisef Hevel, Zeina Moisef Hevel, there's a Hisofa of Choymen, and there's not a Hisofa of Choymen, there's Atmona, that's Moisef, and not Moisef. There is the ability to keep the thing with the original Choym that was there to start. That is two Oifanim in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Giluyim are ongoing. Either by Mechadish Du Hoim Tamit, that there's a constant Mais of Chidushim, and Nisim are the biggest example of it, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a nest, or it's possible to retain the old nest and preserve it as it was. The Nafgemina between the two, in other words, where is the Nekuda of what does it depend? It depends on the Mekabel. The problem with why you normally can't keep the heat is because the bread radiates it out. The bread can't retain the heat. If you were to put it into something that keeps heat very well, like hatmana of different types, the hatmana keeps heat, so it has the ability to retain the heat. The difference is mitzad the mekabel, not mitzad the noisen. Mitzad the noisen the first time is enough. Except since the mekabel doesn't hold on well to it, doesn't preserve it, so it constantly loses and dissipates. So in the mehalchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ongoing giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maisim and so on, there are some things that are new chidushim, some things we can retain the old chidush. The nafkemin is mitzad the mekabel, not mitzad the noisim. It's a maila mitzad the mekabel that is able to retain the original the way it was, and if not, then there's a need for constant for making a new nesin, a new chiddush. Those are the two mehalchim, the difference between neiris and lechem aponim. As far as Boy Oilam goes, then Boy Oilam do not retain anything. The world as a whole is not someone that is shaykh, doesn't keep onto Dvar Hashem, keeps losing it. And B'meila, it needs something which is an ongoing chiddush. And therefore, The Ner Maravi is a bechina of a Briya Yesh Me'ayin. It's a bechina of a Yesh Me'ayin constantly giving off. There's not enough Shemen to light. We see all the other six ones went out already, and this one started before and finishes last. So there's Maisa Breishis going on constantly, because Boy Olam don't retain. They're not a Kli Kibul for retaining that which they got. And b'meila, it dissipates, and you need a constant little maizabreshes to keep on a raya pashkoch. So the first thing is that it is that's the difference between hadlokas neiris, which is l'chol boy oilam, and lechem aponim, which is for Klal Yisrael. Secondly, something that's niklat by me is called re'iya. Something that's niklat by me means I don't have to believe you. If somebody tells me a svara that makes an awful lot of sense, so I don't keep saying, oh, Yankel told me this and this, and I trust him. Don't you see it? It's pashut. Something that's not really, it doesn't make sense to me, or I don't really understand it, or I don't know it, but so-and-so, who's a big doctor, said that this is the right thing to do. I listened to it. So-and-so, who's a big financier, said to this, fine. So the difference is re'iya is something that's niklat by the person that saw it. Edus is I trust it. It's proof I brought proof. For the Boya Olam, you need Eidus, because they don't have a Kli different Be'etzim. So you have to keep proving Amunah, you have to keep proving Hashgacha. So Kansi Yishma'ayin is Eidus, the whole Boya Olam. Klal Yisrael is Koilerit as Be'etzim, they're Kli Kibble to be Koilerit, those in Yanim. And B'meil, it's a Pchin of Riyah, not a Pchin of Eidus. Despite the fact that one is with the eye more, I mean, the menorah is with the eye, and the bread is loved up with the eye. It's I guess whatever he feels, whatever he sees. But the difference in Riyah and Shmir is the difference mitzad the klita or mitzad just an outside proof. And third of all, the outside Riyah is that Kadosh Baruch Hu shirin klal Yisrael by the neiros. That's what we're proving. We're proving, Kilu, that if you want a place from where Shechina radiates, from where is Hashgacha happening, from where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechadosh Breishis, that's from Klal Yisrael. In Lechem Aponim, it's a different setting. It's Ru'u Chibaschem Lefnei Amokim. And as far as I'm saying, Chibaschem Amokim means Klal Yisrael's Ava towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take a look that Klal Yisrael has in itself the ability to retain the Chvivas and Chvimas. And that's why the Menorah was constant, and Lechem Aponim was from period to period, because Adrabah, the show of the Chivaschem is that even after a lapse of time, you still have the Chiva. Klal Yisrael would see HaKadosh Baruch Hu from time to time, from the Shalosh Regalim. At that time, Klal Yisrael would look at themselves and say, Ru'u Chibaschem Lefnei Amokim. The Metzias of Klal Yisrael contained the Chiba that contains, that keeps that Kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Smiris that Arizal was metakel for Shabbos in Shabbos in the morning. There's a very interesting line. It says, "Yigalalon timer the tracer nahama." HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be megalatos the tam of the 12 chalos of Lechem Aponim. So there's a some people have shot that we don't have the tam for Lechem Aponim. It's been written about it, but the Pashto Pshat is, and that's the way Pashto learned up, Yigalon time means HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the tam of the 12 chalos. We should feel the tam of it. And L'chor it's mad that all the mitzvahs, I mean, what about the tam of Shabbos and the tam of 100 other things in the Beis HaMikdash, and to pick out of all the mitzvahs that we want to be marvish the tam in after that, it's very strange why that's the place that we want to be marvish the tam. What about the tam of that's a mitzvah Shabbos? Why don't we follow? We should be megalotam. The teretz is because the toichin of the mitzvah of Lechem Aponim is that we retain the tam of the original. It doesn't lose the mitzvah. Lechem Aponim is that it keeps in itself the original flavor. So just like since the Lechem Aponim Shabbos was its mitzvah, all other mitzvahs, that's not the ikka, the tam. The tam is a good thing, it's a nice thing. Since the Lechem Aponim, the retaining of the original flavor is the atzmius of the mitzvah, that's the chefza. So there is a market to be spalled that we want the gili of the tam, because the tam is the ikka, okay? That is what the mitzvah is. There's another knach to it. He says the Arizal adds to that line. He says Yigalon time of place in Ahama, the Pseira. It says the Iba Ois Kfula, the Klisha. This is Shayach to the double Ois HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, which is the two Hays. Let's understand that with something in the parasha here. It says Vayikra V'Shem Hashem. So the Pesodic brings the Zoya that specifically. Specifically, he cut off the hay of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And it said, in order to protect his mother. That's the Lashon of the Zayat. So Tzadik explains that the hay in Akash Baruch's name is Keneged Klal Yisrael, Keneged Knesset Yisrael, and that's where he had his issues. And Bemela striking at the hay was a way in which he got his revenge. That's what Tzadik's Hesbe. Let's try to understand, let's try to be Masbid Hesbe a little bit. Let's try to understand a little bit. We've spoken a few times. Hey is the Lashon Nekeva is hey. The hey is the letter that makes Lashon Nekeva out of words for the Afkal. And in the very pasuk, she's called Isha Kimi Ish Lukacha. That means in the hey, the Maila of Nekeva Lamashal, there's halacha that sometimes the Zeras Niklat, sometimes it's not Niklat. If it's not Nikolat, then there's no Heroin. If it's Nikolat, there's Heroin. So it means the Pu'ula of the Zohar, the Pu'ula of a Zohar is a Maisa Zriya, or it's a one-time Maisa. The Pu'ula of the Nekeva, so to speak, is the Koyach to contain it and to retain it in the way it was, and to be koiled. That is the koyach of Nekeva. So the ois hay is the chelik of the bria that's able to be makabel. It's koiled. It allows the thing to become mishtarish and retain its original chiyus. If it's not koiled, the thing loses its chiyus, and after gimel yomim mitzirfa. That's the mitzius of the bria. That's the hay of the Nekeva of the bria. I don't like to play with words, but the atzeres, it says atzeres means to contain something. Like the bayantavim, atzeres, shmini atzeres is loshen, to contain something, to retain something. In the word atzura lono meisha is a pasuk by David that he said atzura lono meisha, and there's a shining markushan of atzurasi, meaning a lashon kedushin, and the shaila is it means to refrain or it means to retain. So shaila in the Gemara there, what atzurasi is lashon kedushin, and the pasuk actually speaks about lechem aponim over there. The pasuk speaks about he wanted to get a piece of lechem aponim, and he told him you can't. He said atzura lanim isha. Remez Baumer. But al kaponim, the koyach of nekevas is to be mekabel and to retain it with the original chiyus, and the mail of the thing, that's the koyach of the cave in the world. Klal Yisrael is called Knesset Yisrael. It's Milosh, it's Machnis in itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashbor, and retains it. Our job, the Teres, of Makabu HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashbor, is to retain his Hashbor, and to be koyled it, and the mail, it will keep living, it'll keep surviving, and it'll be matzmiach. That is Klal Yisrael b'teres Knesset Yisrael. A person in Klal Yisrael, there's two oifanim to be in Klal Yisrael. There's one oifin of geirus. Geirus is that anyone from Boi Olam that comes to be niklat by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekabel. So there's an ongoing process of creating Yisrael through Geirus. The Bas Nodif, Avraham Avinu, Bas Bitash, Avraham Avinu, Shenod Valiboy, to become a Geir and to be Nichas Kamp Yashkina. That's one Mahalak. In Hilchos Yuchsin, it's actually the last Mishnah of in the Perek, an akum in Yuchsin b'derech klal we go with the father. The father's mantra, so Kohen Levi, as opposed to Yisrael, is the father's determination. By the goyim, akum shabal akum, the umma is by the father. Whether it's a knaini, whether it's yivusi, whether it's one of the shmeida, whether it's amaleki, all those determinations are the father. That's one mahalo. There is a new mahalach that you go b'sanekeva for anything that's coming out of the line from Klal Yisrael. Something where the Be'etzim is no Zriya and is Ischachus, something that they can't be a Kesher, but is a Chiddush, the Nekeva can be Mechadish. So you have Akum Vevet Abbas Yisrael, the Vlad is Yisrael, because, but that's a different Mahalach than the Mahalach of Yisrael Abba Yisraelis. Yisrael Abba Yisraelis, he Be'etzim is Mamshich. He's Mamshech Avraham Avinu to him. Akav Eva Bas Yisrael, it's a Chiddush, like Eirus, similar to that. It's the Koyach of Yisrael that, but these are two Mahalchim of Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mahalach of, the Mahalach of somebody that whose Av is Yisrael is Hemshech, it's Knesset Yisrael, it's Atzeres, it's holding in and containing the Kedusha of Avraham Avinu forever. It's the Nekuda of the Avos HaKadoshim. And there's a Malach of Chidush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekabel Geirim and so on. And the Pasuk speaks about it. The Pasuk says Ahava Mina. The Ger or the Saris that I have no, the Ben Anecher, or the service that I have no mark of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me Yad Vashem. But it's a different Mahalach. One is a Mahalach, a direct Mahalach, and it has its Milas. That's why the Gers, the Stavet, the Levis again, so on and so forth. And there's a Mahalach of retaining in Klal Yisrael what was there before. That was the Metzius of this Ben Ish Mitzri. This Ben Ish Mitzri belonged to that Chelek. He came into Klal Yisrael via his mother. He had no hemshah from before, and b'meila he couldn't behear the maila of what was there before. The maila of something that retains its warmth from before is something that wasn't shaykh to him. Klal Yisrael, that Abnei Banav Shal Avraham Avinu, and L'netzach Netzachim, Klal Yisrael retains Kedushas Avraham, that they have the hair that lechem can keep its chaim even from Mishabbos or Shabbos, the whole week, the whole Mahalach, the whole Tkufa, he was the Shaykh that a parsha, and b'meila on the personal level, obviously there was he was upset, but the Vayikrav Shem Hashem is the Zohar says specifically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpah of mechadish b'tuvoy of chiddush HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that's something that He could relate to. The hey of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, which is Klal Yisrael as the Makabel and containing in itself the Hashpah that was there before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues gracious, not because he makes a new nace, but because Klal Yisrael retains as fresh as status became difficult, and there were obvious pashtunigiyas, but the teichin of both these inyanim was the hair of being mamshich was there before, that a person can retain the nachlas ovis as ovis, that's something he wasn't shaykh to. We asked about the chazal, that why it picks out Boyim Misper Bnei Yisrael and Lo Yimoid, and it says Misper, and he picks out this one. I don't want to be mad about the other two that the Chazal brings, but what he brings over here is this was somebody that was mafkia himself in Klal Yisrael, in the tzura that it's shayach to Deiris loses misper because it's nitzchias. That's Netzach Yisrael. If the others, if it was given Yerushas Oilam and it's Yerusha Adi Ad, then there is no misper because it's nitzchias. The mahalach of this person was he was mafki himself from a klal. He couldn't relate to klal, the knesses, and b'meila he becomes a defined being, and mispers chal on him. The word vayikrav also means to specify, like nokvali scharcha, to give a specific number, to be magged to something and give it its own mitzias. That's also called a misper. I'd like to take the inyan down again to something that we can. I mean, there's a Yonim Gvoyim about the Hay and Klal Yisrael, all those in Yonim, I want to bring it over into Inyanim that is more shaykh to us. A person is naturally more affected by something new. Teva Adam is there's misur from a davar chadash, and therefore the normal mahalach is that a person always looks for new things, new drachim in being oivid, a new deher, a new vart. A person always, and it's the makas medina that people learn to be shaykh to chadashes only. And b'meila, it's interesting. America is be'etzem an umma that has no shrashim, so b'meila they can't relate to shrashim. They can't. The whole metzias of the umma that we live in is lacking. It's everyone is a self-made man. So b'meila there's no tam in anything. There's no mahalach and havana that be'etzem there's a tam in something that was there before. A person looks to be more himself. Fakat l'tayva, stimulate himself in learning, stimulate himself in avoda, stimulate himself in regish, and the person, the direction is always to find something more, some higher stimulus, some sharper niggin, some newer niggin, and the person doesn't understand that if it's needed, it's needed, but that's a hafgah from the Tzura Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael is spoken of in terms of loyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Dveikus and Bris and all those in Yanim, we're not, besides that, some loyalty and so on and so forth, it also means that the Maila Klal Yisrael is that they retain the Hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The faithful Isha is not just the Pshat that doesn't leave and go anyplace else. The faithful Isha is that she's koilet and keeps alive the hashpa of the zacha. The real inyanim klal Yisrael is called Knesset Yisrael because they retain in themselves something. The reason there was a certain klal Yisrael has tremendous respect and chiba for skenim because a zakin. Ain't a doima person who just opened his eyes and has a chiddush that he says to a person that sat on a chiddush for 70 years. A person that it's like yayin that has a tam skenim, it's because it retains in itself the tam. It's not the pshat that the yayin at the 70th year all of a sudden gets a great new flavor. The containing with itself a tam for 70 years, that's the yichud of tam skenim. A pasuk retains its original tam because it's the person still has in itself the tam of the way it's given Sinai. The badvarim smeichim ki nesilasim b'Sinai means I retain, and that's why Chazal there's a kapeda and a lot of halachas that's ki Sinai that has to be bereses or bezeya and so on. The because. The etzem, the godless in Torah is not that the person is mechadish, it's that the person retains, that the person still has the word itself has that time of what was there before. You find in Chazal Akpeda to say over things belush and rabbi. If his rabbi said silk and dices, he said also silk and arista, I think over there by Tafshil. So he said over the same lush. You find in the Rishonim, today there's the Malach is to try to rephrase it. If you take a look at the Rishonim, every single Rishon takes the Lashon of the previous one. The Rif uses the Gemara's Lashon, and only when he needs to be Masbir does he add or change the word. The Rambam uses the Lashon Gemara Lahafli, unless it's not clear enough and he's got to add his Knech. The Shulchan Aruch is Matik the Lashon of Rambam Kilshonim, unless he's Choylik on it, but less Breira. The Ramosh tells to his agos to the Lashon Shel Aruch. It's the pshat because the mahalach of Klal Yisrael is to retain what's there. The chiddush is only when there's a nesei birur and something else there. But it's not the mahalach of constantly looking to make new. The real tzura of Klal Yisrael by mitosei is to keep, not to lose the time that was there before. If a person had his iris in davening once, it's not to find a new way to go davening, but to keep reawakening that old nekuda was there before. There's a lashon in Shir Hashirim. I've quoted a lot of times in Rashi for the Sefer Dekra. I wanted to quote it for the over there. We're talking about Yishakeni Minishikas Piyuk Itayim Nadechem Yoyin. So we quoted quite a few times the end of Rashi where he says Muftochim Meisa Lefi Oidalem, that we have Aftocha Kadosh Baruch Hu will once again appear to us and give us over time and turn and so on. There's a ratio to that Rashi. Rashi, the ratio goes V'nema Dugma Shaloi Al Shem Shenosnam Terasei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us his Torah, V'dibei Ma'apanim Alpanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke with Klaus Alpanim Alpanim, V'oisim Doidim, and that Ava, Oidom Arevim Aleim Mikol Shashua, still, Klaus still remembers it fondly more than any other experience they've ever had. In other words, the Goyim for Chiddush, the Aftacha that Lasidlova Kashbrochu Migalas Motaimim, is contingent on the fact that we retain the old Tam. What keeps us going when we don't have it, and that's the Lashon Chiba. Ruchi Basna Te'am Mokrim, Chiba is usually a Lashon given when there was a pause. For instance, it says that a kala that issues tevelas is chaviva baila, like when she was nechas lechupa. Adayin chavivus alay. Chavivus is usually given over in terms of something that is meis leis. It says I did a chavivi, a mitzvah b'shaita is chaviv. Things that chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, things that come with gaps and intervals, carry in itself chavivus. Chavivus is where the person retains in himself the tam of what was there before. And Memela, in the a person's direction should be, it's certainly as a person grows and steigs, there are new giluyim, and there are new chidushim because the person grew. But the Meila of Klai Yisrael, the tachlis of Klai Yisrael is that the person is Knesset Yisrael, that they retain in themselves, they absorb and contain in themselves what they were given, and preserve its freshness and its warmth and its tam toiv, that the person sees we have a keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu ruchi basam fe'amokrim, that the lechem retains the same tam when it was given mishabbos leshabbos. And whatever we will be zeich in the future in terms of chiddush is contingent that the oisim advarim are still a revim aleinu mikol shashua. What? What do you want to say? The main ones that you can list. That's the Klai Yisrael. So it's like Klai Yisrael the Torah. Yeah, that's the list. Thank you. I'll ask you for a second.